Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs sell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Jesse Sweet. Jesse is originally from Pennsylvania. He has lived in South Korea, and he currently lives in Spain. He has two amazing kids, and he understands that parents often struggle with guilty feelings, and those guilty feelings consume them. Ugh. He shares tools and strategies for parents to release the guilt and make parenting easier and fun. Plus, he's handsome and charming. His BizHub is about his baby and his laptop. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anna, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Yes, of course. So, what about your baby and your laptop?
Yeah, so as we know, entrepreneurship is all about solving problems. Some of those problems are for your own self. I remember one time when my son was just born. He was months old, you know, and they're little, they're tiny, and you're holding them. And I went into my office with him in my arms, and the way my desk was positioned, it was right in front of the window, and I reached up, because here in Spain, the sun comes in harsh. So I reached up to close the blinds. Just as I was reaching over, he spit up, and it went right on the keyboard, like this milk-filled, this milk-filled baby spit up. And, you know, what are you going to do? I tried to clean it off. I tried to dry it off. I had to end up taking it to the shop to get it fixed. But what are you going to do? It's one of those things that you have to learn, you know, always be ready for the unexpected.
That is a good takeaway. Relating parenting to your business, we always be ready for the unexpected. I can relate it to when my son was born. I used to teach martial arts, and I remember that I was at the dojo and I was between classes and I had to change his diaper, and I was changing his diaper, and I mean, he's a boy, and sometimes boys, when you change their diaper, they pee. But I mean, boys can make a fountain. And then this fountain went to all of my sparring gear for the next class. And I was like, what am I going to do? And fortunately, I was ready because I had some extra gear to wear. But oh my gosh, yes. Always be prepared for the unexpected.
Always be prepared. This isn't a biz hap, but one time that happened when I was changing my son. And the way it pointed right into his own face.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
Yeah, so much.
Ew.
Right.
I remember one time I was changing my kid right before going to teach. And I mean, he didn't pee this time. It was the other one. And the other one was pointing at me. And he had all my gi just like in covered in chocolate, let's say.
Oh, no.
But it was not chocolate. Oh my gi. The good thing is that I was prepared because I had more gis, but anyways.
Yeah. And it comes out in the most inopportune times, right? I couldn't believe it. It was one of those things with my computer. I couldn't believe it. The timing of it was just, I had to just laugh. I couldn't even get upset. I couldn't get like, oh my God. It was just the timing of leaning over to get the pull the shade down. And it's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, this is awesome. So Jesse, yeah. Who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, I serve parents like to handle those kinds of situations with grace. You know, like you said in the introduction, that a lot of parents were filled with parenting guilt, especially business owners. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not spending enough time with them, mm-hmm. or I don't have enough attention, or just a second, let me cover this email or whatever. And then you get to the end of the day and you're filled with guilt. And then because we feel guilty, we end up lashing out and creating more situations to feel guilty about. And we enter what I call the guilt cycle. So I help parents, I give them tools to exit that guilt cycle.
That's awesome. Yes, I can feel that in my bones. Well, my kid's like, are you busy? Can I? Yeah, I'm not busy. I'm never busy for you, but like, give me a minute. Well, that's it for today. So thanks so much to our guest, Jesse Sweet, for coming in and sharing his story about his baby and his laptop, and to always be prepared. Yes. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be in the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the ELF can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. Go Focus Elf! See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.